Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Hooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Peters of football on the eve of mandatory minicamp for the Ravens, which starts tomorrow. Out there at one winning drive, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Talk about not just Baltimore, but what's happening throughout the National Football League. Five teams wrap up mini camps this week, and then the long break before training camp 2025. Here to talk about that, maybe throw in a little college football talk as well. From Sporting News, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Bill Bender. Bill, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, as always, here in Baltimore.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, let's start with the AFC North and in particular the Bengals. It looks like Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, the dialogue is reopened for a possible contract extension. I mean, their first-round pick, Stewart, he bounced last week because they can't get that all straightened out. First of all, the chances that they do agree to a deal before the season kicks off is what, in your opinion? And secondly, they get him in. Everything's right with them health-wise. How big of a challenger will they be, not just to the Ravens in the AFC North, but to the Chiefs and the Bills in the conference in general?
Well, as I like to remind people, they're the last AFC team to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Right.
So I would say if they're right and Hendrickson signed and they build on what they did at the end of last year, then the way that Joe Burrow plays with T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, that they would absolutely be a threat. Can they play enough defense? You know, those Baltimore-Cincinnati games go a long way in determining who's going to challenge the Chiefs, and Baltimore had the upper hand, obviously, the last couple of years in that rivalry. Remember the one, I think it was a Thursday night game, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow got hurt, and, you know, that was pretty much it for the Bengals that year. So, yeah, if they're healthy, they're absolutely a dangerous team, but they will need to absolutely play better than they did in 2024. And if Trey Hendrickson's on the field or not on the field, they're in big trouble.
Hey, Bill, I just think that the Chiefs are going to – this is going to be their toughest year in a long time in their division. Because I think, number one, they got legitimate coaches, and most of them have legitimate quarterbacks. So I think it's going to – Kansas City's not going to have as easy time in the division.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Sean Payton, look what he's done in Denver. He gave him a little bit of time, a quarterback he likes, and Denver's kind of a fringe Super Bowl pick with some people. I don't think they're ready for that quite yet. Jim Harbaugh knows how to coach, regardless of level, and the Chargers made the playoffs. And now you add Pete Carroll into it, and the Raiders will certainly be competent with Geno Smith, with Ashton Jeanty, one of the most exciting players in the draft. And I just think the overhaul of the culture that Pete Carroll typically does at the NFL level, which he did at Seattle, where, yeah, every game's going to be tough. And I think Kansas City, they are still the team to beat in the AFC. But when you have to deal with that within the division, then outside the division, Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati, with the other three quarterbacks, it's going to be a long, tough road for the Chiefs. I still think a lot of people will pick them to go to the Super Bowl. But to your point, it's hard to do that year in and year out.
Now, Bill, another division that I really like, too, is NFC North. I think that one's going to be another one. You know, if J.J. McCarthy's good, Caleb Williams, you know, that's going to be another interesting one. And, you know, with Detroit losing both coordinators, that could affect them.
Yeah, they missed an opportunity last year.
Yes.
Oh, and then you have a two-year window, the regular season record that they had, and then you get home field and you lose like they did to Washington. That was a huge swing and miss for Detroit, especially with Green Bay still good. Now, Green Bay's kind of that, they're kind of like the Steelers in the North. They may go 9-8 or 10-7, but it's not easy to beat Green Bay. Caleb Williams in Chicago, they're excited with the additions that they made around him and Ben Johnson leaving. And then Minnesota, if J.J. McCarthy is as advertised, they'll be in the mix as well. All four of those teams tough to beat at home. And here's something with the NFC North. All of those teams play the AFC North. In years where the AFC North and the NFC North play each other, the divisions are so similar, the teams are similar, it really is how you do in that division. Green Bay 4 years ago swept the AFC North. That doesn't happen often.
Now, Bill, who do you expect to be the quarterback in Cleveland?
Do you have a dartboard? You can throw it at it.
You sound like Dan Snyder.
I really think, you know, when I talked to Nate Zagura, the Browns radio color commentator a couple weeks ago, he was saying that, you know, they in his opinion, they want Kenny Pickett to win the job, right? Or will it be Flacco at 40? Flacco's probably still my favorite because he did lead them to the playoffs a couple years ago. And with that late season run, and he may start the season as the quarterback, but you're dealing with a franchise that's played seven different quarterbacks the last 2 years. And I've been saying all along, I think they're going to keep Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And I think Shedeur Sanders at some point this season will start a football game.
Hey, Bill, like I've been out to all the OTA practices as far for the Ravens and stuff. And when I watched them, I don't know, you know, maybe Philly has a better starting roster than them. Otherwise, the Ravens are pretty talented.
Oh, they're loaded. And what do the Ravens do? They make smart free agency decisions. They draft well. I cover the draft for us at Sporting News, and there's just never really a moment where I'm like, no, that's a terrible pick. I mean, you get Malachi Starks. I mean, that's the perfect Georgia guy for that defense. And I think the talent is there. It's just a matter of going out and doing it. And for Lamar Jackson, who I think has answered the critics beautifully the last couple of years at the level of play. But as you know, the critics will not stop until either him or Josh Allen gets to a Super Bowl. And that's one thing Joe Burrow has done that those two haven't. But at the same time, Joe Burrow and the Bengals have not been nearly as consistent the last 2 years as the Bills and the Ravens.
Hey, Bill, how is Bill Belichick going to do at Carolina?
It's anybody's guess, but it's one of the more entertaining storylines to me. I know this is a dated reference, but I keep going back to when Bill Walsh was with Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm old enough to remember Bill Walsh being the best coach in the NFL and an offensive guru and all of those things that Belichick was, and he goes to Stanford. You go back and look at that season. 9-4 or 9-3, and they beat Penn State. They beat Notre Dame, but then the second year, it fell off quick. And that's kind of what I think will happen at North Carolina. I think he'll make a couple splashes this year, and they could win a little bit in the ACC. And then it's just a matter of how long is Bill Belichick at his age going to be interested in coaching North Carolina, which has been kind of a perennial 7-8, sometimes 6, sometimes 9 win football program in my lifetime.
Yeah, well, Bill Bender, Sporting News. Me and Vinny are actually old enough to remember when Bill Walsh was at Stanford the first time. We had James Lofton and Steve Dills and all those guys. But staying with college football real quick for you, the Big Ten, not the traditional schools, but the USC's, the UCLA's, the Washington's. Which one, which team, if you could pick one, Bill, seems best suited to make a run at the conference title? after, you know, some, I mean, USC lost to Maryland, for instance, last year. Which of the Pac-12 old ones can make a run at the Big Ten this year?
Well, I mean, Oregon won it last year, near one, which was the night.
Forgetting about them, too.
Do they count?
Yes, they do.
let's take Oregon out of it, though, since they won it. And, like, so this is a big year for USC. You know, you have Lincoln Riley facing a lot of criticism. They're trying to maybe, maybe not play Notre Dame in the future. They've got a really tough – last year when they traveled two time zones or more, they were 0-3, and that included a loss – you know, obviously Maryland, or Maryland and Michigan, and they've got to go play Nebraska. They've got to go play Notre Dame. So how do they manage that travel? And UCLA will be interesting. I don't think they're ready to make a run, but we'll all be paying attention to Nico Iamaliava given the fallout at Tennessee from his transfer. So I like the 18 team Big Ten. I think there are plenty of storylines. It typically starts with Ohio State, but a lot of fun to see how it goes this year.
Bill Bender, Sporting News. Bill, what's happening at the Sporting News here on this Monday?
I'm working on a few things with, you know, getting us ready for media days, which aren't that too far down the road here. And we'll have a piece on the what is the hottest college football rivalry later this week. Not all time, but right now. And, you know, I think you guys know the answer. It's one in the Big Ten that's pretty big every year.
Yeah, historic. Yeah. National rivalry. Hey, Ben, Bill, appreciate the time. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
I will. Thanks so much, guys.
There's Bill Bender. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. American League East report. What happened in the division over the weekend? A lot of sweeps. There were all sweeps. A couple of teams got swept. The Orioles weren't one of them. Thankfully, we'll recap that, preview tonight's games, and then we'll preview the Orioles and Rays with Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun, bottom of the hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
American League East report here on this Monday. Orioles just completed yesterday afternoon. 3-game sweep of the Los Angeles Angels, 11-2. final score. Gary Sanchez goes yard, grand slam style. Ramon Arias, Jordan Westberg. They also go deep. Cade Povich picked up his first win in almost 2 months as he came in relief of Bluett, who was the opener. Povich 3 2/3, no runs, 4 Ks. So he improves to 2-5 on the season. The Orioles have swept 3 of their last 5 series. They've gone 4-2 over their last road trip, now their latest homestand. Now, the sweeps are great. Again, I'm trying not to sprinkle in losing series, like the 1-2 against Detroit, understandable. 1-2 against the A's, maybe not so much. Start a big series against the Rays coming up tonight at 7:35. Orioles 30-40 on the year. Zach Eflin is on the hill. He's 6-2 with a 4.08. Ryan Pepio, right-hander, throws mid-90s for the Rays. He's 3-6 with a 3.31. As the Orioles, in the month of June, are now 9-4. Tony Manzolino taking over for Brandon Hyde. He's 15-12. He's 3 games over .500 as the Orioles skipper. They're healthier than they bid offensively, as we talked about, and we're starting to see those bats come to life. Jordan Westberg's a difference maker. I don't know what to tell you. He was an all-star last year. Got positional versatility. He's got lineup versatility. He hits to all fields. He's got power. He stays healthy. I mean, that's going to be huge for the Orioles. And then you got Gunnar heating up. Adley's been heating up here in the month of June. I mean, it's a team that's capable of a lot of good things here, putting runs on the board. It goes back to what we talked about back in February, before the injuries and the drama with the rotation. Can they pitch well enough to get the opposing team out? Bullpen's been cooking. All right, Eflin's been outstanding. Sagano's been outstanding for the most part. Morton's been well. What, 3 of his last 4 starts? He's been great. So we'll see. What does all of this mean in the end? Only time's going to tell. Kyle Bradish should be back probably in August or September. Grayson Rodriguez told the media on Friday he plans on coming back at some point this season. I'll believe that when I see it. But, you know, it's a much different Oriole team. It's a better Orioles team than the one we were talking about just a couple of weeks ago. Not back, but better. Still 10 games out. 10 games below .500, rather. 6 out of the wild card, which is not insurmountable. Just talked about this with Bob Knight. You got 22 teams or within 3-4 games of the wild card. I mean, it's insanity, which should make for an interesting trade deadline. But throughout the division over the weekend, Red Sox at home, taking on the Yankees. And I guess Rafael Devers, this was his parting gift to Red Sox fans.
He'll hit a high fly left field back toward the wall. Dominguez turning around. That one is on that top shelf, maybe. That is gone. That's a home run. That got over the red line, and a home run for Rafi. Red Sox take a 2-0 lead.
Nesson on the call. That was the final score. 2-0. Brian Bello, 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 8 Ks. Aaron Judge was 1-for-12 in the series. Bello out-duels Max Fried yesterday at Fenway Park as the Red Sox sweep the Yankees. Boston's won 5 in a row. We'll get to the standings here in a second. But just a couple hours after that home run, Rafael Devers was traded to the San Francisco Giants, as Bob Nightingale said, in a money dump. And San Francisco's better. Who knows what Boston's going to be because of that trade. Philadelphia taking on Toronto. And Nick Castellanos, he wasn't having any of it with that baseball.
Liner out there again. Roden going back out to the track. He's not going to get this one into the flower bed. Grand slam, Castellanos.
Grand slam, Nick Castellanos. Alex Bohm went deep as well. Zach Wheeler goes 6 strong to pick up his 7th win of the season. 11-4, Puffy Panzer, as the Phillies sweep the Blue Jays over the weekend. Philadelphia now breathing down the Mets' neck in the NL East, as they had hit a little rough patch there, the Phillies did. NBC Sports Philadelphia on the call. And why are they breathing down New York's neck? Because New York took on Tampa over the weekend, and it didn't go well for them.
2-1. Oh, boy. Did he get into it? Into left. It is gone. A goner for a 3-run homer, and there's Dad. Juan Caminero cheering on his son, who points right back at him.
We're pointing at each other. Common arrow, three-run shot. FanDuel Sports on the call as the Rays shut out the Mets 9-0. That's Common arrow's 17th homer of the season. So the Orioles are going to be dealing with him over the next 3 days. Shane Boz, he goes six innings, strong ones at that. Shutout innings, obviously, picks up his sixth win of the season as Tampa sweeps the Mets. So the Orioles swept the Angels, Tampa swept the Mets, the Red Sox swept the Yankees, and Toronto got swept. So all sweeps for those paying attention to Major League Baseball over the weekend. Today, just a couple of games. Well, three, actually. Orioles at Rays, as we've talked about. Talk more about Jacob Calvin-Meyer in a minute, 7:35. Boston is at Seattle. Speaking of Devers, Nolan, I don't know if you saw this. Boston goes to San Francisco after the Mariners season or series. 9:40 first pitch. And the Angels just got swept by the Orioles. Go up, take on the Yankees. Just got swept by the Red Sox. Yankee Stadium, 7:05 first pitch there. It's your American League East Report standings as we start yet another baseball week with new series here. Yankees 3.5 all of a sudden over the Tampa Bay Rays. Toronto's 4.5 back. Boston 6.5. Orioles are 12 back in the Central. Yeah, how about the Tigers? 9 games up on Minnesota and Cleveland. We talked about this with Bob Nightingale. Royals have lost 6 in a row. They're 11.5 games out of first. Houston, winners of 5 straight. They're 4.5 up on Seattle, who's won 3 in a row. And then Texas has won 4 in a row. They're 5.5 back. Angels got swept by the Orioles. Then you have the A's do a little sweepage themselves, but they're still bringing up the rear. Mets are only 2.5 right now on the Phillies in the East. Everyone else is 13 and more behind. Nats have lost 8 straight. In the Central, the Cubs, 5.5 up on the Brewers. Cardinals and Reds, 7 back. And then the Pirates bringing up the rear. And the Dodgers, 2 up on San Francisco, 3 up on San Diego. Dodgers and Padres start a series tonight with Shohei Ohtani. Going to make a brief appearance, it looks like, as the starting pitcher there. Diamondbacks, 6.5 out. Your wild card standings here on this Monday, the 16th of June. If the playoffs started today, Tampa, Toronto, and Seattle would be in. Minnesota, Boston, half game out. Orioles have trimmed it 2.5 from where they were Friday. They're 6 back. And then in the National League, Phillies, Giants, and Padres would be your wild cards. Brewers, Cardinals, Reds, etc., etc. Nats, Marlins, Pirates, and Rockies, of course, they're way beyond the fray as we look at the wild card standings here on this Monday. We'll talk more Orioles with Jacob Calvin-Meyer when we come back from the Baltimore Sun, and then a trip to the Funhouse one more time with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over, too. Then 6 o'clock, it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Orioles and Tampa Bay Rays. It's brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, Tim Barbalay's, Jim Hunter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Or here on the Fan. Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, what is happening? How you feeling on this Monday?
Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. Appreciate the time as always. And we'll start with Tony Manziello. He's 15-12 now since he took over for Brandon Hyde there. Unexpected. We've talked about it 1,000 times, but the reality is he's in the dugout. They're 3 games over .500. Using foul language yesterday, it looked like, at the umpires on the Gunner play in the at-bat with him. But you've been around him, obviously, as a coach now since he's taken over as the skipper. How has he gotten more and more comfortable on the job, on the fly, with a team whose expectations were high, then diminished, and I guess with this recent uprising, starting to perk up a little bit again?
Yeah, I honestly think you can draw a direct line between the visible way that he's gotten more comfortable in this job with the team's performance. Now, I don't think that you know, correlation is not causation there, but this was a whirlwind a month ago when Brandon Hyde was fired. You could tell that Tony Manziello was a little bit deer in headlights, and so were the players. And the immediate aftermath, the first week of performance was quite bad from the team. But really since then, since that Trevor Rogers game in Boston, I believe they're 14-6, you can just tell that they've been playing more comfortable, more loose. There's been a good amount of energy. And Tony Manziello himself is somebody that brings a lot of energy to the table. That's really what he was like as an assistant. And it's been the same thing as a manager. I think the most, I don't know what the word would be, but I guess admirable part of the way that he's done this job is that he has not changed who he is. I think a lot of managers would have come in and said, you know what, I'm the guy now. And you know, I'm going to, you know, be a little bit of a bull in the china shop. We're going to change a bunch of things. And if we turn this around, it's going to be because of me. That's certainly not the tactic that he's taken. And perhaps because of the way he's done this, it has helped the team get back on track. But let's not distort the point here, which is that them getting healthy, the rotation not being the worst in baseball, you know, playing some pretty bad teams like the White Sox and the Angels looked awful this past weekend. All of those things have helped them get back on track. But at the end of the day, the wins and losses go on to Tony Manziello's baseball reference page, and that's how it goes.
Now, you mentioned Trevor Rogers, and you mentioned that game at Fenway where after they blew the opener, I was like, they're going to get swept. This season's, it's going to get flushed and turned it around. Where's he fit in? Maybe this week. I know a lot of the TBDs or TBAs, whatever, Eplin's going tonight. When are we going to see Trevor Rogers throw a baseball in anger for the Orioles here, Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, Wednesday looks like a pretty good opportunity if they're shifting their rotation around a little bit to make that be the case. I guess, you know, instead of Tomo pitching on against Tampa, maybe they have Tomo pitch against New York, and, you know, they had Bluette throw 2+ innings yesterday. So perhaps a roster move is coming today to get another reliever up here. And then they would make a move to bring up Rogers to start Wednesday. But honestly, anything could happen, right? Like, They've been going with openers recently. Maybe they decide to do a bullpen game on Wednesday and push Tomo back a couple days to have him pitch against New York, which maybe they think they like that matchup better. Tomo did pitch really well against New York earlier this season. I really don't know. Frankly, after that Boston start, you never want to overreact to one start. But with how bad the rotation had been up until that point, I was like, man, is Trevor Rogers like their third best starting pitcher? And I honestly still think that's within the realm of possibility with how well he looked in Boston. And for the most part, the velo has still been there in AAA, and he's not walking guys at all. That's really encouraging. And so I was surprised in the past few weeks that they didn't bring up Trevor Rogers to join this rotation, but they are in a stretch here of 16 games and 16 days. So maybe they go to a modified six man. Maybe they call up Rogers and send down Povich. I honestly am not sure, but it surprised me 2 weeks ago when Trevor Rogers wasn't in the rotation. It surprised me a week ago. And if he doesn't start a game this week, it will surprise me again. But I've already been wrong twice, so why not a third time?
Hey, I'm wrong all the time. So join the club. Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun talking about the Orioles taking on the Rays tonight, 7:35. Eflin against Pepio. As Tampa's red hot, Orioles are playing good baseball. So it's an intriguing matchup. We talk about the stars, Jacob, all the time. How about Ramon Laureano? How much of an asset has he been? And he was kind of brought in to be a fifth, maybe fourth outfielder, best case scenario, because of injuries and other circumstances, getting a lot more playing time. We knew he had a cannon arm. We know the glove has been there. The pop, he displayed that when he was with the A's and certainly second half last year for the Braves. And we look for unsung heroes. Where does Ramon Laureano fit into where the Orioles are right now with that?
Yeah, I mean, if they get back on track and make the playoffs, I think, you know, people might be buying Ramon Laureano jerseys. But, you know, if they win 78 games, it's like, oh, wow, what a great shrewd signing by Mike Elias in what was an otherwise terrible season. So I guess in terms of the appreciation that Ramon Laureano deserves from the fan base, it might depend on the overall performance of the team. But you're right. This he's a really good player. It's kind of interesting because he was a really good player in Oakland, and then things kind of went awry a little bit in kind of the beginning of last season for him. But he's not that old. Like, he's a veteran, but I think he's 30, 31. You're right. Really good arm. He typically hits lefties. That actually hasn't been the case this year. He's been better against righties because nobody on the Orioles can hit lefties except for the past couple of days. But they do also have a team option on him. So, like, you look at the deadline, and if this does start to head south again and they're looking at who to trade, maybe that's a guy they say, hey, let's keep him around another year and accept that. I think it's $6.5 million option. But it's the funny thing about Laureano, and when you look at Mike Elias' offseason, is and he's gotten a lot of flack for his offseason, and rightfully so, when the team was at 1.18 under at the end of May. However, sprinkled in with some of the bad decisions, you know, the Charlie Mortons and maybe not going out and getting an ace, are some really good moves, right? Like, Tomo was an excellent signing. Ramon Laureano was really what this team needed in the offseason. It didn't come together the way that people were expecting. But in the offseason, they were saying, hey, you need a veteran bat who can hit lefties and a guy that can be a good presence in the clubhouse. That's frankly what he's been. It just, everything else has kind of gone awry for this team. And you're right, because of that, it's kind of gone unnoticed.
Hey, Jacob, it seems like, you know, with Buck Britton at third base, they are running a lot more. You know, I mean, going to home, taking, you know, on a base hit, second, from second to home, and then they're running a lot more on the bases too.
Yeah, I don't know if that's it would surprise me if that was like a conscious decision, because if you remember the 23 team in the first half of 24, they were doing the same things. I mean, they were one of the best base running teams in baseball, super aggressive. You know, send decisions as a third base coach is something that Tony Manzolino is extremely passionate about and very knowledgeable about as I guess now a former third base coach. I think the difference is that they're actually getting some base hits with runners in scoring position, which puts the third base coach in a position where you need to maybe send some guys. The first 6 weeks of the season, they were so infrequently getting hits with runners in scoring position that it wasn't really happening. I will say, though, that Buck Britton has done a really good job as the third base coach thus far. I think he's taken to that much better than you could have expected. I know he did it in the minor leagues as AAA Norfolk's manager. But you got to think of the pressure. Everybody was thinking about Manzolino, which is totally fair, about the pressure that was on him. But look at Buck Britton. This is his first time in the big leagues. And he then is thrown into coaching third base when he hadn't done it since the end of last season. And he's doing it for the first time in the big leagues. And the person who's overseeing him do it is the person that was in that position before and is going to know every single time that you make any little mistake. And to his credit, he hasn't really flinched. I look at the one in Sacramento. The one in Sacramento where he sent Gunner, it was the ball to left field. J.J. Bleday is in left field for Sacramento, or the Athletics, rather. And he has a noodle for an arm. Gunner's like 8 feet away from third base when Bleday gets the ball. And Buck Britton just, you know, has no fear and sends Gunner there And when you have an athlete as good as Gunner, you're going to trust him to be able to slide in home plate in a way to avoid the tag, and that's what happened.
Jacob, last thing for you. Should we expect to see Moo Man and O'Neal? Or O'Hearn, O'Neal. O'Neal, no. O'Hearn in the lineup tonight against the Rays.
O'Hearn, definitely. Calgar is probably a little bit more of a question just because we're not exactly sure of his status. Listen, it's four righties this week against Tampa Bay, and so you would expect to see all the lefties in there almost every game. It would not surprise me if Calgar needs another day. If he's not 100%, then I think they just say, hey, let's not rush it. He's too important to this team to, as we all know at this point, he's too important to this team to risk running out there if he's not healthy. So I'll say a coin flip on Calgar and definitely for O'Hearn.
Jacob Cavemeyer, Baltimore Sun, covers the Orioles in Major League Baseball. Jacob, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Rays, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2. And then it's BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, with Tim Barbalace and Jim Hunter talking about that series against Tampa. Exciting time, because we might hear from Kyle Hamilton for the first time in a while.
Yeah, hear from Lamar for the first time in a while.
Now, John Harbaugh scheduled to meet with the media on Wednesday, so be interesting to see what coordinator will get up there and talk to the masses. But 2 o'clock practice, 4:30. Media availability, and we'll talk more as well about the few spots. There's one starting job open, I guess, and that's left guard. But is it really? If it's Voorhees is to lose like last year, it seems.
Well, Voorhees has taken every rep at the left guard, and I'm guessing Tuesday and Wednesday with the ones, he'll take every rep at the left guard.
And so, Trenton Simpson has assumed the first team role next to Roquan for now.
And Bob, he is... It looked like he has worked his ass off in the weight room, because he is bigger, thicker, stronger. He looks better reading and reacting and stuff. But we're not going to know till we put the pads on. You know, that's when we're going to find out. So,
we're
still weeks away
from that.
You know what's going to be interesting, Bob, is kind of how Harbs handles the training camp in the preseason games, because, you know, are you going to play any of your veterans, you know, any of your starters? Because it doesn't make a lot of, you know, like the Bengals are going to play more of their starters because they've always started out so slow. And, you know, with Harbs, I just want everybody healthy. I got a hell of a roster. I just want everybody healthy.
I'm with him 1,000%. I don't want to see Lamar Jackson anywhere near a preseason football game other than standing on the sidelines supporting his team. What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
Oh, yeah, no shot. Look, there's some teams around the league who have kind of bucked the trend a little bit, like the Chiefs. They'll let some of their starters play. Their starters want to play, and the coaches don't hold them back. But I just feel like the risk far outweighs any sort of reward of potentially getting your team just a little bit more ready for week one. Are they going to be sloppy out the gate? Are they going to be instances of a lack of chemistry? Sure, but I just don't think that's worth a potential injury risk, because as soon as a player goes down that really didn't have to play, that's the only headline. Mm-hmm. And then the criticism is all out in full force. How could you play him? It's a meaningless game. This is not worth it. You know, everyone loves to chirp one way, and then the injury happens and it's, oh, what were you thinking? You know, so.
Is there any starter that either one of you guys would play a snap in the preseason?
Trenton Simpson.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Henry, any of the tight ends?
Voorhees or.
I mean, you've got to win that job. But correct me if I'm wrong, you mentioned the Chiefs. Didn't Hollywood get hurt on the first play of the preseason?
Yes, he did.
And cost him like 3 months? No, thank you. Unless it's a younger guy like a Voorhees or a Simpson trying to solidify their status as a starter. Nope.
And rookies, brother. Starks, for sure.
Oh, they all need some. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why, you know, I mean, the Washington practice will be big for the starters. I mean, they're all getting a ton of work there.
All right. Let's do it. Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time.
For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this text here on the opener. Says, I think yesterday is the exact reason why I don't like using an opener. It's not just one inning. They got greedy, tried to squeeze more out of Bluett. It cost them a run. If I'm the scheduled starter, I could maybe get behind having someone pitch just the first because I know I'm coming in to start the second. In a case like yesterday, Povich had no idea when he was going to get thrown in.
He was still listed in their game notes as the starting pitcher. Povich was. We just talked to JCM. Wednesday's wide open. It's Kramer tomorrow and then Morton on Thursday. But Wednesday, we might not just have an opener. We might have a bullpen game rolling through that thing.
As far as the Orioles' recent winning, Texter says the Orioles are back. They were back after the six-game win streak, still back now. For those who hate small sample sizes, is 20 games enough? If that's the case, 14 wins in their last 20, with previously injured players making a strong impact. That sounds like back to me.
Well, that's the slice that Steve Molesky was talking about, the 20-game slices. And that started with the Jason, the Rogers start against Boston when we came in that next. They're going to get swept. And he came in through a gem. Didn't get the win, but they wound up winning that one. All right, I'll buy that to a certain level. They're not back yet. New. Back means you're ahead of Toronto. You're breathing down Tampa's neck. And that's back, where you're actually in the playoff standings. Right now, they're better. Not back, but better. And I think that's undeniable. Anyone watching a bleeping game.
Last text of the day on the Red Sox says the funniest outcome for this trade is if the Giants need a little roster flexibility later this year or in the future, all of a sudden Devers is open to moving positions. Either way, I'd be willing to give away those four players that they did for a DH that hits like Devers. Terrible move all around for Boston.
Yeah, and Devers is on fire, and he has been pretty much since the start of May. Now he's got a new home. And now he's in San Francisco, and he's still right there in the standings. Actually gained a few games with the Giants. Boston at San Francisco later in the week. Gee, I wonder what they're going to be talking about with that series. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock with Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny will be heading out to One Winning Drive later on in the afternoon, so we'll preview minicamp. Inside Access coming up next, followed by BBT tonight. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. It's kind of raining out there still, and we'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.